Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Chagigo Daf Tes in the Oizo Hodor edition, starting the second parak of Meseches Chagigo. Zog the Mishnah in Dorshim by Arayos B'Shloisha. You're not allowed to darshan and start explaining Arayos to three Talmidim. You can only teach the two. V'lo Yomaisa B'Reishis B'Shnayim. Talk about Maisa B'Reishis, how the world was created, the 6 days of creation. You're not allowed to teach two, only one. Talk about Maisa Merkava, which is the revelation of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's something you cannot even teach one. Unless this Talmid is very smart and you don't have to explain to him too much. He understands on his own. And the reason is because it's not really appropriate to discuss in length Maisa Merkava. Anyone who looks at the following four things, so it's proper for him not to come to the world. Meaning it would be better for him not to come to the world than to come to the world and look at these four things. What are the four things? Ma'ala Malon, which is up there above the Rosh HaChayos in Shemaim. Ma'ala Maton, what's below. And this is considered to be part of Ma'aseh Merkava. Ma'ala Fanim, what was in the world before the world was created. Ma'ala Ocher, what will be after the world will be destroyed. Kol Chas l'kvoit koino, anyone who doesn't have the respect to Hashem, roistu loy kilu loy bo loylam, it's more proper for him not to come to the world. We'll see more about the details of the Mishnah and the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Doshim b'ayaris b'shloish v'chulei. Rabbo b'shem Rav Yehudo, Rabbi Kiva, this is Rabbi Kiva's shito. Why? Because according to Rabbi Kiva, there's a drush on the pasuk to teach you, you can't teach to more than two. The pasuk says, ish ish l'beis Yisrael, El kol sher b'sor lo sikravu l'galos ervo. This is the parasha of Arayos. It says ish ish, that's two people, and then it says sher b'sor, that's the third lo sikravu. Don't get close to deal with. Talk about teaching my simar. Pram ki Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel tani azoros. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you need it for azoros. Rabbi Shmuel learns from ish ish that there's azor for the sheichiv and for the nishkov, for the one who's doing the bia and the one who's receiving the bia. Rabbi Kiva learns it just when it says loisikrav, it means loisakriv as well. And loisikach means loisukach. So every word can be referring to the one who's doing, the one who's being done to him. But Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree with that. So he learns from ish ish to come and give azara for the shoichiv and for the nishkav. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have an extra word. How does he know? He doesn't have a source to say that you can't teach Arayas to three people. Says the Gemara, le'uvda. According to Rabbi Chaim, the word yele'uvda means, what's the halacha? I mean, le'maisa, what do we do? Do we hold like Rabbi Shmuel? Says the Gemara, the Ami Yosef Mati, the fact that your Ami came and learned, Hazar le'sheichiv, Hazar le'nishkav, that he learns from the word ish ish, Hazar le'sheichiv, and the nishkav, hadam ro'a halacha Rabbi Shmuel, that tells you halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel. So you may, according to Rabbi Shmuel, I don't have a place, a source to tell you, you can't teach your eyes to shloisha. So you pass like Rabbi Shmuel, then you could teach your eyes to shloisha. And our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Akiva. The Mefarshim here on the Daf, the Korbanei, the Pnei Moshe, the Ritbaz, they learn Le'uvdo, mean Le'ovdo, Loshon Avoid Azara. How do you learn Azara for the Oivin and for the Nevat? I mean, the same way, according to Bishmol, you have to have Azara for the Shoich and for the Nishkav. You have to have Azara and Avoid Azara for the one who does the Avoidah, and the one who was done Avoided to him if they used him as Avoid Azara. So according to Bishmol, you need these two words. You don't have a Joshua not to teach Arayas to Shloisha. Continues the Gemara on Amud Beis. V'lo yomaisa bereishis b'shnayim. You can't teach maisa bereishis to two people. Rabbo b'shem Rav Yehuda derbe kivi. That's also according to Rabbi Akiva. Bom kai Rabbi Shmuel dorshim. Meaning, once we establish this mishnah as Rabbi Akiva, so also this part of the mishnah as Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Lo avda, what's lemaisa halacha? Min ma de Rav Yehuda bar Pozi Yosef dorish betchilo yo'ilo mayim b'mayim. Meaning, originally the world was only water, or the mayim halyoinim were right above mayim atechtoinim. But in any case, he's not actually my separations. Satom, oh, Aloch Kabishmoel. This tells you, Aloch Kabishmoel, that you could dash my separations even to more than one. Toshe Buddha Parpazi, Mitchilo, Oilo, Maim, Bemaim, Matam. What's the source? Everything was water. The Maim, El Yurim, or El Maim, Bemaim, Tachtoinim. It says, Ruach, Elokim, Rechevas, Alpnei, Amaim. So originally, the world was water. Now, the following few lines of the Gemara, obviously, you can't learn them literally. If there's deep concepts over here, but we're going to focus here on the pshat. Chazor v'asoy shelek. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it into snow. Why? How do you know that? Because it says, Mashir kafoy karachoy kefitim. And the Korban Eid adds that it says before that, and it said, shelek atzomer. And the words in the stands are talking here regarding the bria. Chazor v'asoret. After being snow, it turned to be the land, earth. Because it says, Ki l'sheleg yoimar hu eretz. Says the snow turned to be eretz. V'aretz oimedes alamayim. The land stands on water. Because it says, Lokah haretz alamayim. V'amayim oimdim alorim. The water is on top of mountains. Because it says, Alorim yamdumayim. V'aretz oimdim alaruach. The mountains are sitting or standing on wind. Ki ne yoytze horim uboyre ruach. So the tzir of the harim depends on the ruach. V'aruach tloya b'saro. Because it says ruach se'oro yisadavaro. So the wind depends on the saro, on the large winds. V'saro osa kashbol kemin kemeya v'talya b'zoyo. Kashbol kivyocha put it on his hand. Shema mitacha zroi salom. Underneath the wind is the zroi kivyocha v'kashbol. Meaning referring to his hands. Continues the Gemara, it says, Ki ne yoytze horim boy ruach. And it says over there, Lagid la'odom ha'sichoy. It says what the talking of Odom is. These are one of the six psukim that the Rebbe used to read and start crying. And the Gemara now is going to first of all go through the first five psukim. Bikshu is Hashem kol anvi aret. And the Amshach pasuk is Bikshu anovo ulait histeru b'yamav Hashem. Maybe you will be protected. Even if you're looking for anovo, even if you're looking for the right things, you're not necessarily be protected. That's one pasuk the Rebbe used to cry when he read it. The next pasuk is Sinura ve'avutoiv, and the Amshach pasuk is Vatzigu b'shar mishpot. Ulai yichanen Hashem elokit zvok esher yisoyse. Maybe a kashbuch will be mechanen you. Meaning, it's not guaranteed. Even if you do the right thing. The third pasuk is Yiten b'afar piu ulai yeshtikvo. Again, ulai. Even we put he puts sand in his mouth. Not sure that he will be saved. Everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the things which are ne'elam, and Reb Chaim points out, even things that are ne'elam from a person. He himself doesn't know about them, so it's completely shoygeg, and still he will be judged for it. So that's the fourth pasuk that he would cry for. The next pasuk is, Vayayim Shmuel Shoh Lamer Gastani. Shmuel was upset that Shoel HaMelech brought him up. First of all, you upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making me like Avodah Zarah. They're bringing me back in Oiv. Don't you know the same way they punish the one who's worshiping Avodah Zarah? Those are punishing the one who is being worshipped as Avodah Zarah. So you're causing me a punishment. Also, in addition, I thought maybe this is Yom HaDin and they brought me up for the din. It says the godless of Shmuel and Novi. It says Kinem and Shmuel and Novi Lashem. So he was so great. He was scared from the Yom HaDin. So we of course should be afraid of Yom HaDin. So that's what he used to cry in this pasuk. Now going back to our pasuk, the sixth pasuk. Because it says Masichoy, even small conversations are written to Adam Picasso and he's being judged for. Magid Adam, who's the one who's going to come and testify? Hevla Yoytze Yipiv, the wind coming out of his mouth. And the continuation of the pasuk is Oyse Shachar Ayefo. So Yidashim Chagah B'Shem Yavetz. What is Shachar Ayefo? So Shachar Eilen Tzifarye, meaning the morning. And Eifo is Toyu Choshech Vafilo, the darkness. Rido Apazi B'Shem B'Yisi B'Abiyudo Adranius Shol La'Kila Sager. So Adranius was a goy, and he has Akila Sager. Kushna Tamami in the He Now Mokayim L'Rucho. Is it true that you're saying that the world is standing on wind? Omer Le'in, he says yes. Omer Le'i Min Han At Moidali, come prove it to me. Omer Le'i Aisili Hugrim, bring me camels. Aisili Hugrim, bring me camels. Atoinun Toinar, meaning he put load on them. Akimun varbon. So he made them stand and made them sit down. Nastun, he took them, vechankun, and he choked them, meaning he killed them. Omulei, halok akimun, he says, please make them stand up. Omulei, min man de chankatun, you killed them, how can I pick them up? Omulei, klun chasatun, lo yrucho, he didn't have kaminoin. He says, what did I do? I just took away the wind from them. I just choked them. Why can't you pick them up? So you see that the camels are living on the wind. So you see the whole world is living on wind, meaning the ruach of the world is what makes the world exist. With this, we conclude Yoshami Chagigah Daf Tes.